50% of students across the country change their major at least once. Just over 31% graduate in 4 years, and half of those graduates move on to a career that didn't require the degree they earned. Jeff Cameron has collected those numbers and more from various studies and articles. He's the founder of a Houston-based company that reaches out to students lacking direction.
I did some research and discovered that high school and college students typically get these really kind of simplistic, childish, free career tools.
Cameron founded YouJourney.com.
Hello, and welcome to YouJourney, the only professional-level, fully integrated online career coaching tool on the market.
Cameron says getting college students through school and onto a successful career path in 4 years requires addressing one root issue.
There's that very nature of humanness that says, what do I really want to do with my life?
So do students really know what they want to do? We asked a few on UT's campus, including freshman Ileana Gasca and junior Alan Ducor.
Well, I've always wanted to be a doctor ever since I was little.
I've always known what I wanted to do. I didn't need any assessments or anything.
In fact, none of the students we talked to had taken an assessment to find out which career might best suit them, but they all seemed pretty confident in their choices. At UT Austin, just over half of students who enter as freshmen graduate in 4 years. 52%. That's actually the highest four-year graduation rate at any public college in the state. But UT thinks it can do better. David Lottie's a professor and senior vice provost at UT, but he's also the university's designated four-year graduation rate champion.
The students we get who come to UT are just extraordinarily when it comes to their academic potential. But they need to have that framed for them correctly. They have to show up knowing, you know what, those five classes I'm taking in that fall semester, from the very moment I arrive in class, I need to be able to perform.
UT wants to get its on-time graduation rate up to 70% by 2016. It's working on that in a number of ways, from online tools to a branding campaign labeling incoming freshmen as the class of 2017. A new program launched this summer focused on students who, based on demographics, might have a tougher time graduating on time, including Ileana Gasca.
I'm actually doing the Summer Bridge program right now, which is like giving me like a heads up to, you know, finish off my basics and get ready for, you know, medical school and stuff.
Gasca was one of about 200 freshmen UT brought to campus early to help them transition into life as a Longhorn.
We paid for their tuition and room and board as they took a writing course and a math course.
Students who passed both courses got a $1,000 scholarship. All of them passed. So will it all be enough to make a difference? YouJourney.com founder Jeff Cameron says young people need to be forced to think about their futures.
The American Association of Community Colleges issued a report in 2012, and the single biggest thing that they found was fundamentally that college students don't do optional. They don't attend orientation, they don't use educational services, they don't use career services.
Cameron says it needs to be required, either by parents or schools. But UT and four-year graduation champion Lottie are working on other avenues to success.
We have to create the culture on campus that makes people say, but I want to show up on Tuesday afternoons at 3 o'clock for a small community in the same way that I want to show up on Saturday morning for a football game.
So as UT students head back to class today, the odds of a four-year graduation may not look so good, but there are plenty of options for those who want to improve their chances. Laura Rice, KUT News.